In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Brothers and sisters, on this day, the second Sunday after Pentecost, it's traditional in all of the local churches to celebrate the saints that are particularly dear to that church. So, today, for us, the All Saints of Russia. In Serbia, All Saints of Serbia. In Greece, they generally celebrate All Saints of Mount Athos. So today, we remember all the saints of Russia. And it's typical when we are remembering the saints in toto to be the reading would be for the Beatitudes, because that encapsulates the life of the saints, and also the reading from Hebrews about faith. And that is what I want to talk about today. This reading from Hebrews has a great mystery in it. Remember that I tell you, every time you read the Scriptures, apply them to yourself. See how they can teach you, comfort you, perhaps rebuke you, perhaps even praise you or congratulate you on something that's going better. This Scripture should really comfort us. St. Paul speaks of all of the things that the saints did through faith, subduing kingdoms and being righteous and escaping the edge of the sword and all kinds of wonderful and amazing things that they did, which cannot be done by human strength. And then he says, "Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." This tells us all we need to know. For some of you, perhaps, you've never noticed this contrast because you were never not in the church. But when I was not in the church, and yet still believed, I felt a disconnectedness. Because so many people believe so many different things, and we all just kind of said, well, we all believe in Jesus. It wasn't enough. It cannot be enough. If we are Christians, then we are truly connected with one another, because the Holy Trinity is in perfect communion with Himself. So we must also be part of that body. And when we celebrate the saints, we are recognizing that reality. We are compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses. We are not alone. Especially in our society today, there's a lot of people being alone. You can be alone in a crowded room. Because so much of what passes for life today is so ephemeral and fleeting and so without substance. But we are carrying on what our fathers did and what their fathers did before them and their fathers before that. And it all is all focused on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. But we are not alone. So when you struggle, all the things that you struggle with, all of the saints struggled with as well. There's nothing unique about the struggles of your soul. It's all been done before, and it's all been conquered before. So we're not alone. This is a very important thing to understand. When people are alone, they make mistakes. They make bad judgments. They fall into despondency. When you're alone is when you can get in trouble. We see this in the case of, you know, young men or women that don't have role models. What happens to them? Many of them fall astray because they don't have someone showing them the way. And not only showing them the way, but supporting them, being there for them when they fall. Brothers and sisters, If you are a Christian, you should not feel alone. Now, it would be good if you had mentors in the flesh that would help you when you fall. Some of us have that, are fortunate to have that. Maybe some of us are not. But we're, none of us are alone, because we're compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses. You know, the Lord said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among you. But not only the Lord, the whole church is with us. So now we, in this little, small little church in Dallas, we are with the entire church in prayer. And every other church in Dallas and every other church everywhere else, we are all together. This connectedness is so important to feel. Because as I said, when you are alone, you make mistakes. When you are alone, you fall into despair. When you're alone, you have weaknesses that no one picks you up. But we are not alone. So this is what the apostle is saying at the end when he recounts all of these great things that have happened, many of them that we couldn't do ourselves. But those are our fathers and our brothers and our mothers, every single one of them that he recounted, and more besides. So what does he say? Wherefore, seeing that we're compassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. If you have the mind that you are with the entire body of Christ, that you're not alone, that your struggle is not by yourself, but with everyone helping you, then it is easier to be able to lay aside sin. Not that it happens instantaneously. It didn't happen instantaneously for the saints either. We see them in their glorified state on the walls here. But they went through struggles too, great struggles. And if you read the Beatitudes, as they say, blessed are ye when men persecute you. So, there were times when they were in receiving help from no man and being persecuted, treated unjustly. But they were connected first with Jesus Christ and then through Jesus Christ and His body through each other. It has been said, and it is very true, that we are saved together, but each man goes to hell alone. This is why it is so critically important how we relate to one another. Especially in our structures such as family and church, where we are truly dependent upon one another and should help one another. The Holy Trinity is in perfect communion with Himself, perfect submission. So must we, and we must feel this as a reality in our hearts. We're not alone. So because of it, let's follow the example of the saints and follow the example of our Lord who was the beginning. It's a lot easier when you have a group of people that are doing something for you to do it with them. Actually, whether it's good or bad. But if you have a desire to do good and there are other people encouraging you, then it is so much easier to do it. And you will be successful then. This is what the apostle is talking about. Let us do works of righteousness together. Let us fast because our fathers fasted. Let us be humble when someone wrongs us. And even though we can in our hearts think something that only God would know, right? I mean, it's invisible what we're thinking. People don't see it unless we show by our actions what we're thinking. Let us not think things that are false thoughts about people or be angry with others, etc. Because our fathers did not do these things. Let us control our passions, because our fathers did that. So we are following in their footsteps. This feeling of solidarity, of connectedness, is very important, especially in our society. Very important. Now, when we feel this connectedness, then we should have this resolve in our hearts. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do the right thing. But what does the Lord, through St. Paul, say immediately? Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. You might decide that you're no longer going to have feelings of lust, but it might take many years to eradicate all of them. But during that time, every single moment, God is with you and His saints. And those that have trod that path before and struggled against that passion before are praying for you. So you're not alone in that struggle. I think one thing that sin definitely does, any sin, is it isolates. All sin isolates. It isolates us from God. Remember Adam and Eve, when the Lord was walking through the garden and they had sinned, what did? They hid from Him. He hadn't changed, they had changed. The same thing happens with us. When we sin, we cannot bear to be in the presence of God. Sometimes I think it is easier when we have those who are like us to comfort us, saying, I've been through that before. I understand. Give us a hand up and help us. And that is what the saints do. And that is what we should do for one another. When you are connected with a people, then you think, in thinking of those people and not of yourself, you learn to truly love. That's what parish life is. That's what family life is. Now, I'm very poor at it, but getting better. And you should think of one another. If you think of one another, you actually get better yourself. Let us be also a cloud of witnesses for one another, brothers and sisters. Not just the ones that are in heaven. The ones here, us. And so as we run patiently the race set before us, we look to Jesus. And in looking at Him, we see all around Him, all those who have followed Him through the ages, in our mind's eye, as our soul sees. And then St. Paul tells us something very important. If we're going to feel the connectedness of all of the saints, and then we're going to say, okay, I'm going to lay aside every weight and the sin which besets me. Okay, just doing that, just making that decision is not enough. Here's what you must do. It says that Jesus Christ, who for the joy that was set before Him, endured the cross, despising the shame. That means that every moment of His life, He made a decision. That decision was based upon the will of His Father. So we must also, every moment, make a decision to endure something. We might not like it, but we do it. We do the right thing because it is right. Because our fathers did it because it was right. Because our Lord did it and taught it because it was right. And that is enough reason to do something. But you must make a choice. Constantly. Daily. Hourly. You should be choosing one thing for another. And if you think you're not choosing, you always are. To not choose is to choose. You must make a choice, an informed choice, which the Lord did. His entire desire was for our salvation. So everything was based upon that. Our entire desire should be to follow His perfect and holy will. But unlike Him, we happen to need the feeling of our fellows that are doing the same thing as we are and have the same priorities and way of life that we do. He was very much alone because He was the only one being completely righteous. We fall, we get up. We fall, we get up. And that's what all the saints did too. So brothers and sisters, let this be something in your heart. You're not alone. No matter what you do, it's been done before. It's been conquered before. Now if you do not join yourself to the church, church's way of life, and continue to feel isolated, then you'll die alone. But if you are understanding this great mystery, that the whole church is with us wherever we go, and is helping us whatever we do, then you will be able to run with patience that race that is set before you. May God help us. Amen.